This is the Ethanol Report. 2008 was a year that for the most part everyone would like to forget, including those in the ethanol industry. Now that 2009 is underway, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says there are still challenges ahead for the industry.
There is likely to be some consolidation still in the industry as we cope with such a volatile marketplace in commodities and falling oil prices and volatility in the grain markets, and there will likely be some consolidation that will occur in 2009. I think you will see the debate with respect to higher level blends increase as we get more science that demonstrates the efficacy of using higher level blends in legacy vehicles. I think you will see our industry taking advantage of congressional efforts to provide an economic stimulus for much of the country and to look at global climate change in a more aggressive fashion. So I think that there are going to be areas where our industry once again is front and center in the public policy debate, and we're going to have to be there making the case for ethanol each and every day on Capitol Hill. I think the marketplace will, you know, remain somewhat challenging this year, but with an increase in demand and with efficiencies built into the industry, I think we will come out of 2009 ever better.
Dineen says it's important to note that the ethanol industry is a business and is being affected by the economic downturn the same as any other business.
Our industry is not immune from, you know, what is happening across the entire economy. And the volatility in the commodity markets means that our companies are going to have to be real smart in how they manage their risk. And there are going to be some companies that will be better at that than others. And some companies may not make it. But the fundamentals in our industry remain extraordinarily strong. Our nation is going to need increasing amounts of domestically produced renewable fuels. Demand for ethanol is going to continue to grow, both because the energy policy of this country demands it, and because consumers want to have options. When you see the rise in blender pumps across the country, when you see the rise in E85 sales across the country, you know that people are looking for alternatives to petroleum.
It seems like the higher blend issue is probably going to be the focus. How is the ethanol industry going to attack this, the blend wall, and moving into possibly higher blends that can help increase demand for ethanol?
Well, there's no question that the blend wall is a very, very serious issue confronting our industry today. There is more than one answer to the blend wall. It means you've got to maximize the use of 10% ethanol all across the country. The RFA has been doing that by working in California to expand marketplace opportunities. The RFA has been doing that by breaking down state regulatory barriers to E10 in the southeast and elsewhere, and will continue to do that so that 10% blends are being used in every market that we can possibly get them to be utilized. We're also looking at E85 and how we can increase the production and use of flexible fuel vehicles and expand E85 refueling infrastructure. You know, part of that solution is going to be higher level blends. And the RFA is committed to working with the auto companies to determine what is a safe and appropriate blend level for ethanol in legacy vehicles. Look, the auto companies have an enormous amount of influence over this process. They will have to extend warranty coverage to these vehicles. They will have to alert consumers that higher levels of ethanol blends are safe in the vehicles that the public is driving. And so we cannot do this without them. We have to be able to convince the autos and other stakeholders that the use of higher level blends is appropriate. Now, there's a great deal of anecdotal evidence to suggest that that is the case, but anecdotal evidence alone is not going to make our case for us. We have to have good, solid science. And we're working on that. The Department of Energy is working on that. The Environmental Protection Agency is working on that. The autos themselves are working on that. So we're going to continue to work with all of these people over the coming year to make sure that there are no artificial barriers to ethanol use anyplace.
That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.